Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChayim Shar Beis Perek Vov writes that in the Midbar, Kedem Cheto Egil, Klal Yisrael was Chayzer LeMe'en Dargas Adam Harishon Kedem HaChet. The Kaloshan is, they were Chayzer to obviously a lofty Madrega, it's Me'en, Doimetu, the Darga of Adam Harishon Kedem HaChet, but it's not the Darga of Adam Harishon Kedem HaChet. So Elia Weintraub Zichron Levrocha, in his Pirush Yiras HaChaim on Nefesh HaChaim, he writes as follows. He's explaining the difference. Hainu, the Yesh Chiluk bein Adam HaRishon Kedem HaChet lidor HaMidbar lifnei Chet HaEgel. The Adam HaRishon la'achar HaChet nishtanu bei Beis Dvar. Two things happened by Adam HaRishon after the Chet. The Chet caused two things. Number one, nofal mi madregosoi. Number two, v'nis arva by zuhamo. Ube'eis matan teira, rak poska zuhamosa. The nochash was machnis a zuhamo. The etzahori b'teich teicham of Klal Yisrael, that was poska zuhamosa. Like Chazal say. Ach, however, leishovu l'madregas odem harishon lifnei achet adayim. They did not yet attain the madrega of Adam HaRishon Kedem HaChet. And he writes, V'im hayu mekablim luchais rishaynais. If they would have been zeicha to be mekabel, the luchais rishaynais, and there would not have been a shviras haluchais, oz hayu chayzrim l'madregas Adam HaRishon lifnei HaChet. Then they would taka have been chayzer to the madrega of Adam HaRishon Kedem HaChet. Now, the Luchas Rishayna is, when were they Nishtaber and Yud Zayin B'Tamuz? That means, Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down, Lu Yitzuri, they wouldn't have been Nishtaber. Klal Yisrael would have had the Luchas Rishayna, would have been Zeicha to get the Luchas Rishayna on Shivasar B'Tamuz. Meaning, on Shivasar B'Tamuz, B'Kayach, Klal Yisrael could have been on Shivasar B'Tamuz. It was Miyuad to be, to return, to the Madrega of Adam HaRishon Kedem HaChet. What was Mekalkal that was the Chet HaEgel and the Shviras HaLuchais. Klal Yisrael, Lulei the Chet HaEgel, Lulei the Shviras HaLuchais, Klal Yisrael would have been on the Madrega of Ani Amarti Elikim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. Al Yedei the Shviras HaLuchais, they fell to a Darga of Ochen Ka'odom Tumusim. They did not, they lost the Madrega. That means Shivasar B'Tamuz is a day which was destined to be the day where Klal Yisrael returns to the Madrega of Adam HaRishon Kedem HaChet. Very difficult thing. Because of the Chet HaEgel, they were not Zeicha to get the Luchas Rishaynis, and they were not Zeicha to attain that Madrega. It's obvious that when one wants to delve into Shivasa B'Tamuz, Bein HaMetzorim, Bein HaMetzorim, to attempt to understand what the Avoda of these days is, what we're mechuyev to do, what can we do to be mesaken those chatoyim for which these terrible things happened, we have to understand the darga that they could have been on and what they lost, and to be misaken those averas and those midas which caused this yerida, and thereby to be'ezras Hashem to regain the aliyah, to regain the madrei. This idea of Shivasa B'Tamuz being a special day, a yom which could have been a yidei de kabbalas luchas rishaynis, where Adam HaRishon, where Klal Yisrael would have returned to the madrega of Adam HaRishon Kedem HaChet. So we see it in a different place. Under Makarvman, Gdolei Talmidei Agro, Mendel Ashklover. It's a different type of mahalach how he gets to it, but the idea, there's tifa things from which we have no asoga. But the idea which emerges from it, we can understand the same idea and perhaps in a deeper way understand what Shivasa B'Tamuz Be'etzem was. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph says, El Ginas Ego is Yoradati Lirois Be'ibe Anachal. So Likutei Hagro on that Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, he brings a Zohar. What's Ginas Ego is? Ego is Do Tzadik. Ginas Ego is Do Shechinta. The merge, the combination of the Tzadik and the Shechina, that's Ginas Ego is. That's the Eibishter went to see if it was Niskayim, the Tachlis of Klal Yisrael, of the Tzaddik with Shechina, if that's really the Matzav of the world. That's Ginas Egois. Zokter Mendel Shklover, it's in Kisvei, in the Ksovim of Mendel Shklover, it's in Likutei Mois Kuf Yud Ches. He writes that Yud Zayin Tammuz is Begematria Ginas Egois. Yud Zayin Tammuz is Begematria Ginas Egois. You'll see it stems. Now, what's that? What does Yud Zayin Tammuz have to do with Ginas Egois, with Shechina, Tzadik? Where does that come in with Yud Zayin Tammuz? So he develops this thought further. Yud Zayin Tammuz, Yud Zayin 17 is Begematria Toiv. The first place, the Sheirish of Toiv, is Nilmad from the first place you find it in the Torah. The first place you find Toiv in the Torah is Vayara Likim Es Ha'oir Ki Toiv. Ki Toiv. Ki Toiv is Begematria 47. 47. The lunar cycle is 19 years. The solar cycle is 28 years, totaling 47. That means Ki Toiv signifies the entire world in its totality. The entire cycle of the moon, the entire cycle of the sun. 18 and 20, 19 and 28, 47. Ki Toiv. So it's Vayara Likim Es Ha'oir Ki Toiv. That's the Ki Toiv. What's Es Ha'oir? What's the gematria of Es Ha'oir? 613. That means Vayara Likim Es Ha'oir. They saw that the Torah, the Taryag Mitzvah Satorah, Kitoiv, that they are the Sheirish, and they're the source and the Kiyum of the entire world. It's Kitoiv. That's Vayar Elikim, as Oyer Kitoiv, that it Taka is Mekayim, that the Oyer, that the Taryag Mitzvahs sustain the world. It's Esa Oyer Kitoiv. Then we understand what the Ginas, the Shaychas, the Ginas Egois is. Es Ha'oyer, what's that Oyer? That Oyer is the Oyer of Torah, it's the Oyer of Taryag Mitzvahs. The Tachlis of Briyas Ha'olam is Taryag Mitzvahs. If you look, the Gematria of Briyas, 613. Vayar is a oyer, the Briyas Ha'olam, the Tachlis, the oyer of Taryag Mitzvahs, is Kitoiv. That is what permeates the entire world, the entire lunar cycle, the entire solar cycle. Everything is Torah. Everything comes from Torah. That Darga, when everything comes from Torah, that Darga is a Darga, is Ginas Bisam. When the whole world is run al didei Taryag Mitzvahs, then that's bringing out the Kvod Hashem in the world in its totality. The world is Oilam Miloshen Nelam, it's hidden. If you bring out in its totality the Oir of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that Shechina, that's the Tzaddik bringing out the Shechina, that's the Tachlis Abriya. So if you have Yud Zayin Tammuz, Yud Zayin is the Toiv, it's the ultimate Ki Toiv, that's the Oyer of Torah infused and being the source and the Kiyum of the entire world. Yud Zayin Tammuz, that particular Yud Zayin of Tammuz, that's Ginas Egois, that's its Kiyum in totality, to a Darga of Adam Arishon Kodem Achet, to a Darga of where you have nothing more than Hashras Hashchina and everything is Ratzon Hashem. Yud Zayin Tammuz is the Madrega of Ginas Bison. Ginas is Tzadik, Bison is Ashros Ashchina. So here also we see that Yud Zayin Tammuz is the Kiyum, the apex of Hashros Ashchina through the Tzadik, which comes through the Oyer of Tariag Mitzvahs, which permeates the whole world. That's how we get to that. Same Yisoid, Shivasu B'Tammuz. How is that Taka? The Hesber is, like we said before, because if they would have gotten the Luchos Rishaynais, where everything, the whole Torah was there, and they would have been Davuk Legamre in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it would have been a Chazara to the Madrega of Adam HaRishon Kedem HaChet. That's all Lulei the Chet HaEgel. The potential of Shivasu B'Tammuz. Lulei the Chet HaEgel. However, Leide, unfortunately, Al Yedei the Chet HaEgel, we weren't zeicher to be mekabel the luchos rishaynis, and Klal Yisrael reverted to a matzav of k'adam to Musa. From here emerges the yisod of the tikkun that's mischayev, which is the yisod gadol in avodas yimei ben hamitzarim. Is the tikkun of the chet ha'egel and returning Yudzayin b'Tammuz to a darga of ginas egel is kilu. As Fasemes says in a number of places, and in other places I saw, that lulei the pegiyah of Amalek in Klal Yisrael, there never would have been a Chet HaEgel, and there never would have been a Shviras Haluchas. Lufize, the tikkun of the Chet HaEgel, which was the Goyim for Shviras Haluchas, which is the Avodah of Shivasu B'Tammuz, has to do with rectifying the pegiyah of Amalek. The pegiyah of Amalek is nizbate in the Torah that ki yod al keis ko ein Hashem shalom ein akisei shalom ad sheimach shmoi shel Amalek. Amalek bechefza b'metzias is a stira to the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a stira to the kisei malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a stira to the gilui of the full yud kei vav kei. It's a stira to the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shalom, because that's the metzius of Amalek, is to knock down the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Amalek is asher karcha, it's mikre, there's no hashgacha, there's no gilui kvayt shomayim, there's no Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the welt. Amalek is the only one of the nations which is diametrically opposed to Klal Yisrael. The reishis of Tumah versus the reishis of Kedusha, because it's a stira to the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is what Klal Yisrael is all about. It's pegeya in the malchus. There cannot be a total malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam called Zman des Amalek. And this pegeya in malchus takes that oyer, the es ha'oyer of Tariag Mitzvahs, which should enlighten the world and be the shayrish of the kiyum of the entire world, the lunar cycle, the solar cycle, and turns it not into oyer, it turns it, Rachmana Litzlan, into Chayshech. V'la Chayshech, Kara Laila, Zokter Mendel Ishklover. The gematria is Nochash Esav. Two times in the history of the world there was this lofty Madrega, or potential for the lofty Madrega, which was Niskalkel. That's Chayshech. This oyer was darkened twice. Once, Adam HaRishon Kedem HaChet. Who caused the Chet? Took Adam HaRishon off that Madrega. That's the Nochash. The second time, who caused Klal Yisrael and Shivasu B'Tammuz not to be Zeichet, to be Mekabel the Luchos Rishaynis, which would have returned them to a Madrega of Adam HaRishon Kedem HaChet? Who did that? Amalek, who Shairish is from Esav. The Yisod HaChoshech comes from Amalek and from the Nochash. Who came, not from Amalek, who came from Esav, or from the Nochash. The Nochash was Machti, Adam V'Chava, and Amalek prevented from Klal Yisrael the Darga of Adam HaRishon Kedem HaChet al Yedei Luchos Rishaynis. Tzinu L'Meidim, it's moving me'elov, that the Avoida of, for the Tikkun of this, is a Chizuk in Malchus Shamayim, and a Hakara that Achutz from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we have nothing. If you think all of the Pratei HaChatoyim that you find in Chazal, that were Mevi to the Churbanus, all have them this yesod of the Pegiyah B'Malchus Shamayim. Shalei Berchu Batayra Tchila. That's Poshet. It's as a Pegiyah B'Shamayim. It's Kiilu. They learned, but the Bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem and that sets Torah as a Chibur to the Eibrishter B'midas ma, that's where the pegiya was. The gimel averes. It's pashut that that's a pegiya in the malchus of the Eibishter. Sinas chinam and lashon hara is also a pegiya in the malchus of the Ribbono shel Olam. Lo yitzuyu, you would be a loyal eved of the Ribbono shel Olam and realize that there is nothing in this world except the Ribbono shel Olam. So then what difference does it make that this guy has something that you don't have? What difference does it make that he can do something that you can't do? What difference does it make that you have to suffer through something that he doesn't have to suffer through? We all have nothing. Everything is the malchus of the Ribbono shel Olam. We're all meant to be loyal servants of the Ribbono shel Olam. If you're at a madrega, whereas you feel like that and you have that, that's because there's that nekuda of a ish lemus of a pegi in the malchus of the Eibishter. All of these averes stam from the same yisod of a pegi in the malchus of the Ribbono shel Olam. Luya tzuyer. We would have a stalwart belief and stance of emuna and bitachin in the Ribbono shel Olam, and that without lesle megarmei klum, and we have nothing without the Eibishter, couldn't be any of that. That's the sheirish of all these chatoim of Yimei Bein HaMetzorim. Bein HaMetzorim is called Bein HaMetzorim, between two walls that are pressing against you. You feel lachut, pressured from all sides. On the one hand, you have Shivaser B'Tamuz. That's the chet that started. That's the chet ha'egel. On the second hand, on the other hand, you have Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was the chet ha'meraglim, and the churbanos of the Batei Migdash, all coming from the same nekuda, and it's all pressing on Klal Yisrael. These are the geirim of all the tzaras of the Yimei Bein HaMetzorim. Now, these days are called, like we said, Bein HaMetzorim. So it's very interesting. The pasuk in Parshas Vayelech talks about what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. Asud lavai umitzauhu ra'ois rabbis v'tzareis ve'omar alki eina lekai bekir b'mitzauni haras eile. He will be set by ra'ois rabbis v'tzareis, bad things, many for many things, and tzareis which pressure him. Ve'omar. And Klal Yisrael will say, "Al ki ena lekai bekirbi mitzauni hara Yisrael." Factor of Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. In the beginning of the pasuk, it's referred to as Rois Rabbis Vitzareis. In the end of the pasuk, it's only said mitzauni hara Yisrael. That's no longer referred to as Rabbis Vitzareis. So legufa shel davar, I don't see that so much of a kasha, because it established what we're talking about is Rois, Rabbis, Vitzareis. Now, when it says Harois Ha'el, it means the aforementioned Rois, the antecedent of which is that it said Rois, Rabbis, Vitzareis. Okay. But that's what Shach tells. In the beginning it says Rois, Rabbis, Vitzareis, and here it says Rois. So whether the kasha is a kasha or not, the Yisoid is a Meiridika Yisoid. What does it mean, tzareis? Rabbis, we understand. Rabbis, it's a multitude. I'm getting hit from this side, and I'm getting hit from this side by all kinds of things. I'm getting hit by financial problems. And then Rachmana Litzlan from health problems. And then educational problems. And who knows what other problems. So if you view each thing as separately, all of these things, I'm getting bombarded from all sides. That's rabbis. Tzareis is milashon tzar. I feel like I'm locked in. There's no place for me to move. Every place where I go, I'm getting hit by something else. Right? That's pressuring me. I'm getting bombarded and locked into one place. I'm like frozen into one place. I can't move. Kol zman, a person doesn't realize that everything that's happening to him is from the Ribbono shel Olam. So then, not only is it rois, but it's rabbis and it's tzoris. It seems like a multitude of rois. All of these things are happening. So many different things are going wrong. It's a multitude. And because it's a multitude of rois that are happening to me, I can't move. I'm paralyzed. Because a multitude of different things are going wrong. If I go this, what if I have all the other stuff? And then I'm going to fix this one thing, but I got everything else. I'll fix that. I have everything else. It's not shayach. It's not shayach at all. But once you realize that it's not a myriad of different things that are happening to you coming from different directions. Once you realize that it's all Al Ki Ein Eloi Kai Bekirbi, that everything is coming from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So then, if you look at it, it's taka rois, a lot of bad things are happening to you. But it's not rabbis. You're not getting hit from a multitude of sides, of directions. It's all one thing. The Eibishter is moaning you. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is tevea you for a gevissa tikkun. That's all it is. It's no longer tsar, you're no longer paralyzed because I'm pushed in every direction and I can't move anywhere. There's no every direction. It's one thing. The Eibishter is pushing you and prodding you to go on the Derech HaYosha, to rectify whatever it is that has to be rectified. The rows are still happening. It's not Gishmak, but it's not Rabbis and it's not Tsaris anymore. Once it's Alkiyein Elikai B'Kirbi, the walls, the barriers that were Meitzer Alecha, the barriers that made you have this feeling of helplessness and paralysis, the barriers fall because you know where your Aveda lies. If it's Alkiyein Elikai B'Kirbi, the Aveda lies in being Mischazik in your Kesher to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Aveda of these days of Bein HaMetzarim, where you have the Meitzar, they took us in the Pagiyah and the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, where one can think that these things that are happening to us are not only because of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that there's something else. Then we're locked in the Bein HaMetzarim and they're pressuring us, and it's a feeling of total loss, a feeling of paralysis. The Aveda of the Yomim of Bein HaMetzarim are to be Mischazik in Emunah, and Kol HaMishtameya Mizeh, in every aspect, to understand that without the Rabbeinu Shel Olam we have nothing, and what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants from us is Torah, and since everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we have to treat our Chaverim, we have to treat everybody else with the same respect of a Nivra of a Helik, a Nivra of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like we are, and we come to be able to, and we can deal with and understand everything from a Torah perspective, and be shayef, to strive to be machzer the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to its shleimus. If we do that, then there will no longer be mitzarim. If we take the Alkiyein Elikai B'Kirbi and work to be mesaken that, the mitzarim will fall and will be zeiche to a madreig of luchas mishaynus and ribona beis hamikdash. Amen. Ken yehi ratzon.